Egypt was called the gift of the Nile by the ancient Greek historian Herodotus. Today, more than 2,000 years later, Egypt's water supply faces a critical threat. Ethiopia began building a dam in 2013 on one branch of the Nile. As it nears completion, Egypt fears the dam could reduce its share of Nile River water given to it under a 1929 international accord. During a visit to the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, several years ago, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi tried to appear conciliatory, but his worry was clear.
You will develop and grow with the dam. But beware that in Egypt, the people live only on the water that comes from this river.
Water experts say this concern is well placed.
99% of Egypt's water comes through the Nile. And that affects all the uses that Egypt might have for that water, agriculture, industry, drinking water. So therefore, Egypt is very concerned about anything that might change the amount of water that comes down the Nile or the timing of the releases of that water.
No one is quite sure how much the new dam will affect Egypt's agriculture or life in general. But the normal flow of the Nile was already altered by Egypt's own Aswan High Dam, completed in 1971 with the help of the former Soviet Union. Some warn water quality could deteriorate as levels of agricultural and industrial pollutants in a parched river increase.
If the amount of water flowing into Egypt from the Nile reduces, then the ability of the river to flush these pollutants into the sea is reduced.
Talks to reach an agreement continue. Egyptian Foreign Minister Sama Shoukry met with Ethiopian and Sudanese officials at an African Union summit in Addis Ababa in January. Journalist Hisham Qasim says that the main conflict hinges over whether Ethiopia will fill the reservoir behind the dam over a 12-year period or over three, which would restrict Egypt's water usage in the meantime.
If no deal is reached over there, it could be catastrophic because it could mean that a lot of the existing agricultural land in Egypt will be cut off, no water. The drought will have a serious impact on it.
War was threatened at one time by former President Hosni Mubarak, who warned he would destroy any dam Ethiopia built on the Nile. But Hisham Qasim says that is not a good option.
If there's a diplomatic failure and Egypt resorts to military force, it's going to be first the biggest military diplomatic failure in the history of Egypt. And it's going to affect Egypt's ability to acquire arms.
In the meantime, President Sisi insists that there is no crisis and diplomats continue to talk. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.